exploring the creation of bilingual educational content for kids, today's episode guides a dedicated teacher on how to transform her knowledge into a profitable side hustle. That's right, we're talking about side hustles because it is Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are in the world, whatever you're up to. Today, we'll hear from Adriana in Miami. She is an experienced elementary school teacher. She speaks English and Spanish, naturally, and she's noticed a gap in the market for bilingual educational content for kids. Inspired by the podcast, she's ready to take the leap into creating and monetizing her own educational materials and videos. So she's looking for some guidance, how to kickstart this venture, how does she create content, how does she choose the right platforms. So many decisions you have to make once you have an idea. You have an idea, but then you're like, how do I actually get it out there? How do I market it? How do I reach the right people? And so on. And of course, as part of all of it, how do I monetize, right? Because again, it is Side Hustle School. We're about helping you make extra money this year. That's my goal. Thanks for tuning in today. Short, action-packed episode, starting with the listener question right after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hello, Chris. This is Adriana from Miami. I've been an elementary school teacher for over a decade, teaching in both English and Spanish. I discovered Side Hustle School a year ago, and it's been an incredible source of inspiration. Seeing a lack of bilingual educational content for kids, I want to create and monetize educational materials and videos in both languages. Could you guide me on how to start this venture, especially in terms of content creation, platform selection, and monetization strategies?
Thank you, Adriana. So glad you are listening. And in this situation, we have a skill that is in search of an offer. We have a skill that's in search of an offer, or actually we could even say idea. Let's put idea in the middle of those things. So you've got a skill. The skill needs to lead to a business idea, and the business idea needs to lead to a specific offer. All right. So the skill is bilingual education. Not just being, you know, familiar with multiple languages, but having the educational theory and practice, understanding how learning works, pedagogy, and so on. So this is the skill. The business idea, maybe Adriana's got some of that. She's like, okay, I want to take this skill and create educational materials and videos. But we need to make it much more specific. I think that's the first thing. And I know that I'm always saying that, but it is so important. You really need to identify your unique angle. Given your teaching experience, think about what unique perspective or methods you can bring to bilingual education. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's some form of interactive storytelling or gamified learning. But you really need to think about what that is and who you want to reach. And then it's like, okay, now I can start creating videos because I know what I'm making and who I'm making it for. For whom I'm making it, let's say. So in terms of, let's see, what did Adriana ask about specifically? Platform selection. Well, YouTube could be great for this, especially since she mentioned videos. So consider starting a YouTube channel devoted to bilingual education. I wouldn't think so much about monetization at first, even though, of course, we're going to get there, but I would think about building an audience. I would think about creating content, building an audience. I would do that for 6 months, let's say, 3 to 6 months. Before I even thought about monetization, I would build toward it. You could, however, also look at platforms like Teachers Pay Teachers. We've covered that a couple times in the podcast. You can make resources there that people download and pay for. They're usually pretty affordable resources. So a lot of people don't make a ton of money there, but some do. We've had some people making several thousand dollars a month. And then, of course, once we get to monetization, you have a couple of options. And I'll just pick a few of them here. Direct sales, ads and sponsorships, and subscription model, okay? And the first one's going to be the easiest, especially if you don't have a huge following. Direct sales, you're selling lessons plans, worksheets, activity guides, again, through that platform Teachers Pay Teachers, or directly on your own website, which might be better if you are building a following on YouTube or similar. And then if you get enough of a following, you can look at the others, ads and sponsorships, and subscription models. Sometimes people tend to fast track it. And they're like, I'm going to have a Patreon, but they don't have enough followers. So they end up getting just a few supporters on their Patreon. And it's kind of discouraging. So I wouldn't recommend you do that until you have a good following. So I would focus first on building the audience. Then I would focus on the direct sales, creating products in response to the needs you're hearing as you're creating content and engaging with people. And there's much more we could say, of course, but I don't like to overwhelm our listeners. I want to give you a specific plan, a couple of things you can do right away. So hopefully I've identified that here. Adriana, cheering you on. Listeners, cheering you on as well. Let me know what you're working on, what's going well, what's not, how I can be helpful. SideHustleSchool.com/questions, or I'm on social media every day, of course. And I hope you'll continue to listen. New episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.